Those of you new to the show may not know that I suffer with a little bugaboo I like to call the mangy gray dog. Depression affects millions of Americans. And while I have tried many different therapies for depression over the years, I never tried shock therapy. And shock therapy is not an old-fashioned therapy from the 50s used to fry the brain of Joe Kennedy's daughter. That was a lobotomy. And I have tried that. No, shock therapy, while it was primitive in its early years and questionable in its value, is today highly refined and very successful. Although, again, I never, during the most severe stages of my depression, thought of trying it. No one suggested it, and I would have been against it to begin with because it involves electrocuting you. Me. If you're doing it to me, I'm electrocuting you. You're electrocuting me. Hello? I'm anti-electrocution, always have been. Used to get out of the shower when I was a boy. And, dry off and get ready to head to my bedroom. Last thing I always did was turn this light off, and I got an electric shock every single time. Now, you'd think somewhere along the line I'd ask my folks to change the lamp, but those are back in the days when I could tell we wouldn't be getting a new lamp because that lamp already looked like it came from a garage sale, and I just kept turning it off every night, wincing as I did, getting the shock of my life, and continuing off to bed. Why not leave the light on? That would have been another good idea. I was just trained that when you go to bed, you turn the light off. And years later, I learned that the famous monk Thomas Merton died coming out of the shower and turning off an electric fan. So I probably should have done something about that, but I would get an electric shock every night before going to bed. Very odd. And I didn't like it. I don't want to be shocked by people. Most severely depressed patients who are given electroconvulsive therapy. I don't like the word convulsive, by the way, either. That doesn't improve it. Stopping electrocution midway and adding convulsive. Electroconvulsive. Why don't you just put death at the end of it? That'll make it even more attractive to people. Most severely depressed patients who are given electroconvulsive therapy, commonly known as electroshock therapy, experience improved health-related quality of life that lasts for at least 6 months. Well, what kind of a charge are you giving them? The charge I got lasted a few seconds. This is good for 6 months. You're buzzing for 6 months on this one. It's well established as the most efficacious treatment for depression, even though it's still subject to controversy. So those of you who want to try it, get back to me on it, will you? I say if shocking people works, maybe burning them would work even better. Have we tried that? Let's try burning them. Yeah. We're not too far away from just punching them, are we? What stage do we just hit them? What do you have, depression? Did that work? Oh, I'm sorry. Try this. Oh, didn't that work? Try this. How's that? How you feeling? Feel any better?